Culture, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for coming on to this podcast.
You're very welcome.
We had a little bit of technical difficulties tonight, guys, but we got Culture Wilford on Patriots Sports Talk from Texas. All right. How did it feel, man, to be a part of the Holly Bearcats football team who made history this year?
Man, it was insane feeling. It was I've grown up playing with them guys since I was knee high to a grasshopper, and we have literally molded together as such a unit that we were unstoppable.
Oh yes, man. I went to almost pretty much every one of you guys' games up to the post game. And man, you guys, I'm telling you, that offensive line, the yards that Colton Marshall put up, shout out to Colton Marshall, the 2A player of the year for Dave Campbell's. Man, you guys were creating some humongous holes for that man.
Yes, sir. It was unreal. And, sitting here with Justin Howes, too. And, him pulling right behind me, he's that seal guy. And I was just the kick out. He was right off our buses most of the yardage that he had.
Yes, that's man, you guys were just like I said, the holes they were getting opened up for him. And I mean it was just crazy this year for the yards that he put up, finishing number three in the nation.
Yeah, it was pretty insane, I think.
Besides football and powerlifting, man, are you involved in any other sports?
Yes, sir. I throw the shot put, and I play a little baseball too.
Man, I may have to get you to play on my LULAC teams, man. I didn't know you played some baseball. I play softball all the time.
Yes, sir. I've been playing baseball since I was about 3 years old.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, I'm going to have to give you a call when LULAC comes around. So, speaking of powerlifting, man, I saw the other day, man, impressive showing, man. 800 pounds squatting, 450 benching, and 600 pounds deadlift. That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty insane feeling.
So, is that your personal best on the squat, bench, and deadlift, or what's your personal best?
My personal best is for the squat and the bench, because me and our offensive line coach, he also coaches powerlifting. Me and him have been talking about you're going to squat 800, you're going to squat 9 at state and stuff like that. And I just been wanting to make it happen ever since.
Man, that's, I mean, and like I said, that's crazy because I was watching the videos, man. And that was just insane to think. So 800 pounds squatting, that's just unreal. That's so. Do you have any kind of rituals, man, do you do before you go into those modes to compete at the powerlifting meets?
Well, yeah, we listen to some pretty hard rock on the bus going up there. And we show up and we play Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And then, we go weigh in, we get into our suits and everything, and then we'll go like get our first squat. And then the second one will be my second heaviest. And then by that time, I'm already chugging honey to get the sugar rush. And then just go in there and blow it up, I guess.
So, what other hobbies do you like to do outside of school? I mean, I know your dad's an avid hunter. Are you an avid hunter too?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to follow as close as I can, right in his footsteps. I want to go weld and stuff like that. I want to take over his business, but between you and me, he's not going to let me. Don't know why, but yeah, I'm a big hunter, big fisher. I hang out with my friends most of the time, and then other than that, I'm out working.
So, who would you say is your biggest fan?
It would probably be a toss up between my grandma and my dad, because I don't know if my mom passed away back in October.
I did hear about that, and I'm sorry to hear about that. I did hear about that. And a matter of fact, I've seen that they were selling some shirts too online, like trying to,
Yes.
I think they're trying to get you like, you're trying to go to another state, right?
Trying to go to another country actually for our summer trip this year. We're going to Spain, and it was a
Okay, yeah,
toss-up between Spain or Iceland.
I knew I had seen something like that. Yeah, Okay, yeah, I knew I had seen it was either another country or another state. I knew it was for the senior trip.
Yes, sir.
So, have you? I know you're just a junior, but have you thought about college yet? And if you have you decided on any colleges yet?
I've thought about it, and I've thought about it, and I don't see the reason to go into student loans and debt like that. So I've been kind of gravity's been pulling me towards just going to a tech school or something and going to get my welding degrees and stuff like that.
Hey,
Right here at
let's get money
CST.
from that. I mean, hey, you can make some money in welding.
It's been a part of my life ever since I was little bitty, watching my dad go out there and do it, knowing that he's making something with electricity and metal. It's amazing to me.
We talked about your mom a lot, just a few seconds ago. How did the team rally around you, man, with such a tragedy like that happening, man? I mean,
I just called upon them and said, "Boys, I'm probably going to need y'all for a while." And they said, "We're right here with you. We'll do anything you need us to do." And I love that group of guys to death. They're my brothers, brothers I never had.
that's amazing, man. You guys are that close. I mean,
Yeah.
that's awesome.
It's insane.
Who would you say is probably your biggest mentor in sports?
My biggest mentor in sports, it's probably going to be Colton Marshall. Either that or Justin, just because Justin's really tall, so I have to do all the hard work. But now Colton, he's a great athlete. He's great in the schoolhouse. He's an all around perfect guy. And other than that, it'll probably be our powerlifting coach, Coach A. That's one of my mentors.
So, do any of your other powerlifting teammates have any crazy pre-rituals besides you guys listening to CCR? Does anybody else have anything crazy that they do before you guys go and lift?
Not that I know of. Well, me and Bo Thompson, he's our other guard. We'll do this thing called the Icelandic Giant. It's basically, I don't know if you've heard of Hathor Bjornsson.
Yes.
He's a big, strong man. And him and his trainer, or whoever he is, the trainer will grab Hathor by the earlobes and just squeeze the crap out of him and then just start yelling in his face, and it like pumps him up. And me and Bo have been doing that ever since this year started, and it's been a crazy ride so far.
We talked about how close this team is, man. How big of a part do you think that it was for the coaching chain when you guys got Coach Abels to come over to Holly? Do you think that that played a big part in you guys' success these last 2 or 3 years?
I do, because he is a man of God. He is extremely righteous. And he believes in family first. And he's been preaching that since he got there. I don't know if he's been preaching it like before, but I imagine so. But my dad's coached us since we were little bitty, all the way through flag, all the way till now. My dad, Justin's dad, Bo's dad, people like that have just been molding us into a big old fat, smelly family.
So, needless to say, you guys have had multiple mentors that have kept path.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coulter, man, it was a pleasure, man, having you onto this podcast. I'm gonna end this podcast. I usually let everybody give a shout out, a thank you to anybody that you want to give a shout out or thank you to. Coulter, the floor is all yours right now.
I want to give a thank you to my dad, Ty. He's been dealing with a lot lately, and I just want him to know that he's got me to ever if he ever needs something. And my grandma, she's having a real, real rough time. And I just want to thank her for taking me in after all this happened and just loving me and caring for me. And I really want to thank Justin. He's been one of my closest friends through all this. Of course, we've grown up together. But I want to give all glory to God and to my mom upstairs.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Thank you so much, Coulter, for coming on this podcast again, man.
Hey,
And
thanks for having me.
this was Coulter Wilford, guys. And like I said, thank you so much for being on this podcast, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome.